This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
You don't have to send an Imperial probe droid to the icy fictional planet of Hoth to find a Star Wars fan in the US or Europe. We're all over the place, and we're willing to slap down money to download or stream the classics. But in Latin America, where the movie theater business has been booming and where in some months the next Star Wars movie will be played, the fans aren't quite as thick as stormtroopers. That may be why Disney is reportedly inking a deal with Netflix for streaming there, as Nova Safo reports.
When you hear this, you know it's Star Wars. But what about this?
Obi-Wan 知道是真的.
Boo.
That's Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, Chinese style. Janine Basinger, a film scholar at Wesleyan University, says Disney wants the franchise to be as well known in China and Latin America as it is here.
The strategy to acquaint everybody in the franchise is very smart.
Because a major blockbuster movie needs a global audience. Foreign box office often makes up most of a film's gross. Analyst Alexia Quadrani of JP Morgan says Disney is building up the Star Wars franchise because the upcoming film in December will be just the first of many.
They've made these commitments for several of these films and then further films from the offshoots of different characters from in the Lucas franchise.
Expectations are high. By one estimate, the latest Star Wars film is expected to generate about $2 billion in global box office revenues. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.